This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Isn't that the most beautiful song ever? You know, when I'm driving and I hear that song, I just want to put my hands in the air. Can't do that because I have to put my hand on the steering wheel. But I just so want to just reverence Him. And just to feel the Holy Spirit just embrace me and just cover me in whatever is going on with me. And I'm hoping that you hear this message today, because this message is going to be not a normal message of uplifting and, you know, it's a beautiful day. I made a choice today to start with this song. And the reason was, is because my heart isn't really heavy, but I think it is heavy, even though I know God is in the middle and He's all around me, He's surrounding me, the Holy Spirit's with me, and I know He's molding me and making me a better person. And, you know, that doesn't come easily, and it doesn't come without some sacrifice, without some pain, even maybe without some loss. And I'm going through some things right now, and I know that some of you are going through some things right now, and some of you might be on the highest of highs, and thank God for those highs, because they're wonderful. But, you know, I always realize that we don't really appreciate those highs unless we've experienced some lows. And for me, even though I know God is in, He's right here with me, and he knows what's going on, and He's got the wheel, I personally am going through some things. So I'm going to share with you what I'm experiencing and what my life lessons are, because the show isn't about me, but people have said to me that they really appreciate my vulnerability and my openness of just being me. We have emotions for a reason. We have feelings for a reason. They are a gauge for us, and we do need to pay attention to them. So what I'm realizing personally for me is that even in business, you know, I always parallel business because it's easier for me to talk in the business world. It's less emotional, even though there's emotion. It's less emotional, but yet the message is real clear. So from a business standpoint, I will say this, is that just recently, in the last month, I've had two very, very good employees leave me. And they left me because they thought the grass was greener on the other side. And sometimes that could be the case, and sometimes it's not. And the lesson there is to count the cost and really, you know, do your list of pros and cons and make sure that you're really uncovering and really understanding what you have. You know, because sometimes we don't understand what we have until it's gone. And in one case, it's one of my prize inspectors, and he's probably listening to the show, and I really miss him. And I wish him all the best. I wish his family the best. And we have a great relationship personally. But he was just having a hard time with some things at work and kind of like looked somewhere else to see if something could be better. And there were promises made, and then those promises didn't come to fruition. And within a week, maybe 10 days max, he was asking to come back. Now, the issue with that for me is that, you know, running a business, when somebody leaves, you can't just leave a hole, because that means customers aren't going to get taken care of. And so my job is to make sure that I'm staffed and that I have people in place. So if somebody does fall off, that somebody else is trained and ready and willing to jump up and promote and be in a position of experience to where they can just jump in and take over. So that is exactly what happened. And I felt good that I had somebody to put in the position because this person decided to leave. In the exit interview, which I highly recommend, and this is part of my show today, is talking about exit interviews. If you're not sure how the show's going to go, I should let you know. That's something that I'm supposed to do at the very beginning. Is this show is going to be about regrets. This show is going to be about exit interviews or closing doors before you can open up another door. Because I'm finding out in my own personal life that I've left some doors open. And in doing so, you have one foot in, one foot out, and you really don't have clarity that you're not really, that door is really not open on the other side because you haven't closed the door behind you. And what I've realized for me is that's caused some problems for me. And so I have to go back now and I have to have resolution. And from a business standpoint, that exit interview does that for you and for the employer and the employee. It accomplishes many things. And you know, in personal, we need to do the exit interview. It's not exactly the same, but it can be because there's discovery that happens in an exit interview. There are things that you find out that maybe during the relationship, people guard or hold back because of fear of this or that or whatever. And in personal relationships, the same thing applies. Sometimes we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or sometimes we're not sure how they'll take it, and you don't want the consequence. You don't want to feel that knee-jerk reaction. So in an exit interview at work, you know, some of the questions that are asked is, okay, why are you leaving? You know, what is it that I did not do, you know, as an employer? What is it that I didn't accomplish or I didn't bring? You know, where did you lose faith in me to where you feel you had to go outside us to find what you were looking for? What happened? It's very interesting and very revealing, the comments and the explanations that are given at that time. And I always say to myself, gosh, if we only would have known that sooner. And so then the question is, well, how do you pull that out and how do you get that sooner? And that's for another show. Okay. But personally, the same thing applies. If you are in a relationship, doesn't matter how long. If the relationship ends, it's really, I think, vitally important to have a conversation, an exit interview per se, to find out, because, you know, you don't have to hold anything back. You know, it's done, right? The relationship is over. You know, whether it's both mutually deciding that a relationship is over or it's one person deciding that this isn't for them anymore. It's sad because you think that the communication should be open during the relationship. If it really was a healthy relationship, that the communication should have been open all along to where maybe these things could have been fixed. Maybe they could have been compromised. There could have been sacrifice. There could have been a new found understanding. But here we are at the exit of a relationship personally, and there needs to be that time where you just kind of not really unload like a machine gun, but actually be able to just let your feelings out and then let the other person feel heard, because we both need to be heard. We might not totally be understood, and we've got to realize that, you know, we seek to be understood. And we should be seeking to understand more. So I hope that helps. I think that if that was the show in a nutshell, I would say that that is a golden nugget that could really help a lot of people. And today I had a meeting with three gentlemen who come in on a regular basis because I spend quite a bit of money with them to get my phones to ring and to get new customers, to educate people so that they understand E. coli is the best company to work with. And, you know, how do you go about doing that? And so these people came in and talked to me today. And on a personal note, one gentleman, he's been there a long time. He's a wise man. And he said, you know, I was listening to a podcast and a woman was talking about the five regrets. I guess this woman works with ailing people, older people that are on their road to dying and ending this life and going into their next life. And the question that's most often brought up is regrets. And my daughter, God bless her, she says, Mom, I want to live my life with no regrets. We can try. We can make that a goal, but you know, I would bet that there is going to be a regret, at least one along the way, probably more. But, you know, in those regrets, I hope, the real hope is that we learn from them. We learn from choices, good and bad. You know, my mother used to say, you know, Susie, you have the choice to make good decisions and bad decisions. And when you make a good decision, you reap the reward. And when you make a bad decision, you suffer the consequence. What I'm realizing as a Christian and as a leader is that my decisions don't only affect me. They affect many. And even more so now that I'm in a position of radio and speaking and teaching, that, you know, I have a position of responsibility that's much grander than it was before, 5.5 years ago. And, you know, I have to pay attention to that. So are you ready to hear what the 5 regrets are that are most common? Because I think this might open up your eyes, because it opens up mine. The first one is, I wish I was happier. Isn't that interesting? I wish I was happier. You know, happiness is a choice that you and I make every day for ourselves. We can choose to be happy, even in tough situations. For instance, mine, I can tell you, in a previous show, I talked about the flood. I have a flood, and I mean a flood. It wasn't dripping. It was a flood. I could have water skied on my wood floors. That's how much of a flood I had. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was terrible. It was probably 8 years of a bursting water heater that doesn't stop. The water keeps coming in. And it was 4 floors up. And the water went all the way through to the garage, ceiling to floor, ceiling to floor, ceiling to floor. My ceilings fell down. I had to have a week of having the restoration people in to dry everything out. And they had to open up walls and take down walls, and no toilet, no bathroom, no, you know, anything. And luckily I had insurance, and I feel very fortunate and blessed. And felt pretty good about my choice of insurance companies, because they've been really good. But for right now, I will say that happiness is a choice. I could be miserable right now if I wanted to be. I mean, I could choose that with everything that's going on right now. And I'm choosing to be happy. I'm happy. And I won't say that I'm really happy, but I have a joy in my step. I have a joy in my heart. And I'm really, truly listening to what the Lord is trying to teach me in all this. Because, you know, it's a new season, a new chapter in my life. My house has even gotten washed clean. You know, it's like I have a new washing through the inside of my home, right? So there is a purging that is forcing. It's been forced on me, this purge. But purging is a good thing. You know, even like detoxing your body and going through that whole process. It's very good to fast, because it's purging. There is things that happen inside our bodies that we need to do. This song, Holy Spirit, of just being able to sit and breathe and just feel His presence just surrounding you and just engulfing you, and just listening to that quiet, quiet voice, just feeling the Spirit. It's amazing to be able to just take the time to do that. I am a very busy person, and I'm sure you're probably busy too. And I have found out that one of my mechanisms, we all have them, I know you do too. I don't know if you know what yours are, but it'd be good for you to find out. But one of mine is that I keep really busy, because if I keep busy enough, I don't have time to feel. And if I don't take time to feel, I will still be able to handle everything that's coming my way. But I think what God's telling me right now is, Sue, I need you to just stop, look, and listen. And I need you to pay attention to me. And I want you to listen, and I want you to scan, I want you to visualize, I want you to just read, I want you to hear my words, and I want you to let me guide your steps. I know you pray that, Sue, every day, but I really want you to listen and let me guide. And it's pretty amazing that it's taken what it's taken for me to get to this point. And I'm hoping for you it doesn't take what it's taken for me right now to get to this place, because it is a beautiful place. So the number one regret was, I wish I was happier. So ask yourself, are you happy? I even bought a bottle of perfume, and guess what the name of it is? Happy. And every morning I'm putting happy on, and it's just, it's funny, but it's true. And I'm putting happy on, because I need to be happy. And, you know, in the Bible, it says, no, happy, you know, happy is from happenings. It's like buying a car, and then the leather stops smelling, and then it's not a big deal anymore. But there's another kind of happy, the kind where you walk through a room, no matter what's going on in your life, and you're smiling. And it's not a fake smile. It's a real smile. Because you know why? Because you have forgiveness in your heart, and you're so thankful for what is going right in your life. We have to focus on what's going right in our lives. I have a coach that I just spent a weekend with. She just turned 60, Desiree. She helps with many different aspects of business, personal. And she says, see, one of the things that I direct my clients with is that to get a piece of paper out and write all the things that are going wrong in your life. Just write them all down. Just write them all down. I haven't done this yet, but I'm gonna. All the things that are going wrong in your life, just write them down. And then on the second half of the page, maybe it's another piece of paper. I don't know. Maybe for you, it's a second piece of paper. I think it would be for me. Anyway, on that second piece of paper, the second half, write all the things that are going well, all the things that are good in your life. And then the next thing you do is you switch it and you put the good things on top. Psychologically, there's something that happens when you just do that. And I can see how that would be. I haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna. So number two on this five regrets is I wish I wouldn't have worked so hard. Ouch. Ouch. Dang it. I spent too much time at the office is what these people are saying on their deathbeds. I spent too much time at the office, not enough time with the things that mattered, really mattered. Number three is, I wish I would have spent more time with my friends and my family, telling them just how important they were to me, letting them know just how special and how valued they were to me. I wished I would have spent more time with those that I cared for. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you so much, San Diegans, and all the way up north. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? If you're new or if you're not new, we've been on the show for over 5.5 years now, and we have podcasts. And the podcast, all you have to do is go to Sue Free's, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Go there, and there is so many things there for you. And I'm just going to give a little side note here because I want to mention this in the first half and the second half, because a lot of people say, I only listen to half of your show because I'm only in my car for 30 minutes. So what I'm going to tell you right now is there is a new book that I am co-author of that is publishing and coming out on Amazon, and it's coming out on September 10th. Now, I know that that's already passed. And what I'm asking of you, first of all, the whole book is about change. The book is named Change, which is what we're talking about right here, isn't it? Change. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen. How we handle it is our choice. So the book is called Change. I am a co-author. I'm one of 20 co-authors. It's coming out on Amazon on the 10th. And for 1 week, if you buy this book or if you buy two books, it could get on the bestsellers list, which I would just find amazing. So if you are so inclined to go on Amazon and purchase one or two books, if you could do it in the week following the 10th, that would be so greatly appreciated because it would mean a lot to me. Number four is, I wish I would have shared my feelings instead of holding them in and doing what I think the other person is wanting me to do. Okay, I know I've done that. How about you? This is kind of like the exit interview, you know, before it becomes an exit interview. We need to be honest with ourselves about what's going on inside of us, our feelings, our thoughts, what's happening. And we also need to take the time, the energy, even though it's uncomfortable, we need to share what's going on with us, with those that we care about. Because otherwise, you might end up with an exit interview that maybe didn't need to happen. Maybe a relationship would end because you pull away instead of talking about it, and maybe creating more intimacy in a relationship because you have a newfound understanding because you were honest with each other. How beautiful is that? And that's what's necessary for a relationship to really endure everything that it has coming at us. It really needs that honesty, that verbal commitment that we are going to be honest and we are going to communicate with one another and be real and be vulnerable and transparent with one another so we can just see if it's real. You know, it needs to be real. Let's not put on a show. Let's be real. And number five, I wish I was truer to myself in the life that I led instead of doing the life that I felt like everybody else wanted me to, the one that I thought I was supposed to lead, to live the life that I was supposed to live, according to me and according to God. You know, I wished I would have been truer to myself in my life. Now that is really heavy, isn't it? That's really heavy. So I would ask you, are you being true? Are you choosing to be happy? Are you creating an environment of happy around you? Are you working too hard? Are you sharing your feelings? Are you being real? Are you spending time with those that you care about? Time is so important and we can't get it back. It's so important that we spend the time with them. It's one of the five love languages. And a lot of the other languages can't even be spoken without time spent. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of always in there. I hope you understand what I'm saying there. So I thought that was really good, and that was something that came to me today. It wasn't something that was planned. It just happened. So it was kind of cool, and I hope you gleaned from it, because I certainly did. You know, in relationships, there are a couple things that need to happen, and I have some scriptures here that I want to read, because I think it goes right along with what I'm talking about as far as closure, because we have to close in order to open. Doesn't that make sense? Think about it. It really does. And it takes work. It takes focus. It takes energy. And it takes being real. And it takes being honest. And it takes communication and taking the time. So all these regrets, this could wash some of those regrets away, couldn't it? And why not now? And so let me just say this, okay? Patience, love, and forgiveness. These are things very, very important to us in our lives. We have to have patience. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love, right? And we need to have forgiveness, because forgiveness can hold us back from so many things. Believe me, I know this firsthand. So here's some scriptures and some words from certain people. And I'm just going to read them because they touch me, and I'm sure they'll touch you. Be the one who nurtures and builds. Be the one who has an understanding and a forgiving heart. One who looks for the best in people. Leave people better than you found them. That's from Marvin J. Ashton. And that is something I live by every day. I want to be a blessing to each and every person I come in contact with. Is that always possible? No. But if it's a focus, then it's much easier to accomplish than if we don't focus on that. Today is the day to forgive and forget. Let your passion in life be to make a difference in someone's life. You better yourself by knowing that you made someone a better person. The scripture says, Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is the one's glory to overlook an offense. Don't return bad for bad. That will only hurt yourself. After this brief break, we're going to come back and I have a few more scriptures that I want to read to you and some other things I want to share. So I want you to be thinking, I hope you're writing, and listen, you can get this podcast and you can listen to it over and over again, and I hope you share it with those that you feel could be helped by this, because that's what it's about. God bless you.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at suefreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli termite and pest control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call E. coli at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so very much, E. coli, Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring the show. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here. And Learning to Breathe is the first book that I wrote, and it came with sacrifice in the sense that I had to shatter my leg in order to have time to sit and write the book. But the book was definitely meant to be written, and it's been really a helpful book for many people. And if you have asthma, if you know somebody that has asthma, the book is a must. You must get it, and you can get it in numerous different ways. Just go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and I can get you all set up there. There's many other things on this website that you should check out, and I really am serious about it. There's some freebies in there. There's things that could help you or things that you could share with other people. The podcast is on iHeart, iTunes, and it's pretty nice. I feel very honored and blessed to be part of this. This whole show is awesome. All right, so I'm going to keep reading from these scriptures. Don't let your past, here we go, right? Don't let your past get in the way of your present or future. And that's exactly what I've been doing. You will begin to heal when you let go of past hurts, forgive those who have wronged you, and learn to forgive yourself for your mistakes. Oh, I could just stop and go home right now, couldn't you? I mean, isn't that so true? Don't let the past get in the way of your present or future. You can accomplish forgiveness and much more if you dress yourself with the qualities that we find in Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with, are you ready? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. If we follow that dress code, we will only do well to ourselves. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. If we want to love, we must learn how to forget. Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3:15, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. If God is patient, loving, and forgiving with us, we must try our best to imitate his kindness. I heard on the fish the other day, and I said, oh, I got to keep that. He says, if you can't forgive and forget, choose one. And I thought that was so perfect, right? If you can't forgive and forget, just choose one. I love that. Let's make today and from today forward a day worth living for. Every day is a new beginning. Hear that? It's a new beginning. Let's close that door. What do we have to do? What work do we have to do to close the door so we can open a new chapter or a new door? I'm listening to myself speaking right now. Follow God's path and your life will go in the right direction. Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you can't forgive and forget, choose one and do one. Love that. I'm going to read from my lovely book that I read from so quite often, and it's so funny that the date always goes with whatever the topic is, because I pray and I say, Lord, what do you want the topic to be? Today, I didn't need to ask the Lord what the topic was going to be. I just asked him to keep me from getting emotional so that I could deliver the message and do it with clarity so that you would get the message that was going to help you the most. I really want the Lord to work through me to you, and the best way I know how to do that is to be honest, vulnerable, transparent with you on what's going on in my life, people say they like my stories because they can relate better. Because you know what? Sometimes people in leadership, other people will look at them and say, what kind of problems could that person have? They've got it all together. I mean, you know, they've got everything they could possibly want. And that is so not true. And how dare us pass judgment like that? Because we're not walking in anyone else's shoes. How dare us do that? Because we don't know. And chances are the people that we are walking next to or seeing in an elevator or, you know, even looking at next when we're at a stoplight and we're looking at the person in the next car, we have no idea what their morning has been like or what last night was like, do we? We have no idea. So we need to give patience, right? We need to just give them love, right? I mean, doesn't that just sound wonderful? Wouldn't the world be a better place if we didn't pass judgment and we had more patience and forgiveness in the world? And less regrets, right? Let's live our life with no regrets, like my daughter says. So we have to choose to be happy. So here we go out of this book, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence, Sarah Young. In His presence, Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to just be with you and be in His presence is amazing. That song. I'm going to close with that song. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, stay tuned to the end of the show because I'm closing with the same song I opened with today because that song is so right for this message. So here we go. Accept each day exactly as it comes to you. By that I mean not only the circumstances of your day, but also the condition of your body. Your assignment is to trust me absolutely, resting in my sovereignty and faithfulness. On some days, your circumstances and your physical condition feel out of balance. The demands on you seem far greater than your strength. Boy, is that me right now. Days like that present a choice between two alternatives, giving up or relying on me. I'm not giving up. How about you? Even if you wrongly choose the first alternative, I will not reject you. You can turn to me at any point, and I will help you crawl out of the mire of discouragement. I will infuse my strength into you moment by moment, giving you all that you need for this day. Trust me. I don't know about that, but you know what? Trust is a difficult thing for many, many, many people, but he's saying, trust me by relying on my empowering presence, Holy Spirit presence. Scriptures that back this up. For to be sure he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him to serve you. 2 Corinthians 13:4. Jeremiah 31:25, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. I like that. How about you? Isn't that good? I'm right now working on my flood situation and, you know, the water's dried up now, the wood is dried up now, and now it's back to renovation. I'm renovating, okay? And the jester has to come out and he has to figure out what's broke and what's ruined. And what the cost is and measurements and square footage and the quality of what was there so that we can, you know, reimburse you with the same amount of money to get the same quality back. And that takes some time. Yes. Okay. And then we have to take the time to go to the store and pick out the new what we're going to get in its replacement. And so we have renovation and replacement and renew, all those rewords. When I first started this show, I always had a reword because the Lord revealed to me, that the re in any reword is the second chance, the second, maybe the third or the fourth, but it's a new chance. It's a new opening. It's a new chapter. So I have all these re's around me right now, all these re words. And it's so amazing because even though I renovated 3 years ago, here I am in. There was one thing that I didn't like in my place. I'm going to admit it. And it was my choice of color of wood. I did not like the dark wood. Why? Because I'm a clean fanatic. And I admit it. I am. I'm really bad about being clean. But I think it's a good thing to be clean. And I have a little white chihuahua. and my little white chihuahua on that dark, dark wood, she sheds really bad. And then her little paw prints when she goes outside to do her thing, and then she comes in and, you know, her little paw prints are all over the floor, and I'm constantly, constantly looking at that going, I'm annoyed. And so now guess what I get to do? I get to pick out a lighter floor. So if you're looking at floor right now and you're thinking about colors, think about that, all right? Just a little home improvement, mention. So I have to pick out paint. Well, I loved all my paint, so we're going to go and match the paint with what was already there. And the new flooring has to match the paint that I loved. And so, you know, we've got a little bit of things going on there. And then the other thing that happened is I have a piano, and the piano was right where all the water was pouring down. So I have no idea if my piano's even going to be able to be fixed or not. But what they did was to get it out of the water that was coming through my recessed lighting holes, and it was pouring, not dripping. They rolled my piano onto my tile kitchen floor that is on the third floor. So flexible tile weight. Guess what happened? My kitchen floor that was not hurt at all before this now has a crack in it. So now I either replace four tiles on my kitchen floor or I get a new kitchen floor. Happy, happy, happy. But, you know, the pain is I'm in a hotel and I travel. So I've got four suitcases that I'm in and out of, and I don't have a way really to do laundry. So luckily I have a lot of clothes. But, you know, it's really kind of interesting, and not just having a place to lay your stuff down, and you have to keep packing and unpacking and this and that and whatever. It can be really inconvenient, but it's just inconvenient. And the thing with traveling is traveling can be inconvenient. And those that travel the best are the people that don't mind a little inconvenience. You know, those are the ones that get along a lot better than those that don't. I found that to be true, because watching travelers travel and seeing what bothers them is kind of fun to watch in a way, as long as you're not in their shouting arena. People can get really upset about, in my opinion, the silliest of things, you know. You're listening to The Sue Free Show. And this is KKLA 99.5. It also is the San Diegans, KPRZ, and all the way up KDAR. You know, we're just all up and down the coast, and we're on Christian and secular radio. So if you want to be a part of this, more than a listener, if you want to be an advertiser, a sponsor, if you have somebody that you think would have a good message to get across, please contact me on the SueFreeze.com site. You know, let's get together and let's figure out if we can do that. I love having guests on here. It makes my job a little easier. You know, I don't have to do all the talking. You know, it's nice. So now I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Not really, because we've been talking all along about exit interview, relationships that are ending to begin new ones. You've got to close the old ones, you know, and that would be change, wouldn't it? It's change. And this book that's coming out on September 10th, 2015, because these are podcasts, just so that we're clear, it's coming out on Amazon, and I'm asking everybody if they would purchase. Actually, it's even better if you purchase two, but, you know, I'm not trying to get greedy here. I would really like to get on the best list. So I'm just going to shout out and do a shameless plug for this book called Change. And I'm the seventh book of Change and the seventh chapter in this book called Change, coming out on September 10th. And please purchase on Amazon. I would appreciate it. So what is the book about? Well, it's about change. But what about change? Okay. Well, I start my chapter out with, do you love who you are? And who are you? When I first started the Sue Freeze Show, that was the opening commercial was, who are you? A lot of people have identity crisis. They feel like, you know, their job defines them, or their relationship or the person they're with defines them. But really, we have to be comfortable in our own skin, don't we? We have to love who we are. And that's hard for some of us, to love who we are. We're not happy with our hair. We're not happy with our bodies. We're not happy with our voice. We're not happy with something. Right? We're not happy with something. Maybe we're not happy with our patience level. Maybe we're not happy with what comes out of our mouth. But you know, change happens, and we have choices in this world. And in previous shows, I talked about habits. Creating new habits can change who you are. Creating new habits, and it takes 21 days to do that. So if you don't like your body, there are some things that you could do to make your body maybe better for you. You know, but you're the judge. Nobody else is. It's you. You look in the mirror. Do you like what you see? You know, do you like that person staring back at you? Now, do you love that person that's staring back at you? Because there's a difference, isn't there? There's a difference between like and love. But we need to love who we are. And loving who we are in Christ is really a wonderful thing. And knowing who we are in Christ is even a better thing. So another little commercial is that I have a new opportunity on my website, and it's called The New I Ams. And this program, I don't have it written out, so I'm just going off the cuff here. But what this is it's where you go and your body hears your voice. Your brain hears your voice more than it'll hear somebody else's voice. So what I have created with some help, thank you, is a way, a vehicle, a mechanism to where you can record your voice saying who you are in Christ, the new I ams, who you are in Christ. I am. And when you do this, you can listen in the morning and you listen at night. And it is a proven fact that if you do this for 30 days, you will change. If you do it for 90 days, you will see a transformation by the renewing of your mind. It's biblical. And we put some wonderful music behind that actually helps even with your brain waves to get that to go even deeper into your body. And I want to do whatever I can to help you be the best you that you can be. And I'm doing it through God. I want God to be the guide. It's not me. It's not Sue Freeze, because I'm not all that. But God is. And your Jesus, your Holy Spirit is. And so it's Him. And He guides me. And it's not up and running yet, but it's coming really soon. It's on the final stages, and I'm very excited about it. So that's just another thing you can do is to go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and get that. So the book, again, September 10th, Amazon purchase. Two books is worth more than one book, and it's actually worth more than even if you bought five books. Two books is the magic number. Do you love who you are? Who are you? And then the next thing is, it's so easy to use this empowering word love to express how we feel about others, but often difficult to say about ourselves. Life is a journey by which everything evolves. Everyone has his or her unique strengths and weaknesses, gifts and habits. Knowing what yours are can help when you are discovering your purpose on this earth. Some gifts are hospitality, discernment, teaching, or healing. We need to find out what your gifts are. You need to find out what your gifts are, and it's very important that you do so. The Bible encourages us. I'm reading this right out of my chapter, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because you need to buy the book. The Bible encourages us to be thankful in all things. We as individuals have our unique story that placed us where we currently stand. I talk about my story in the corporate world. I talk about things that happen in my life because a lot of the times people connect with our personalities, our stories, and our vulnerabilities. You know, my heart is I've been through many things. There's people that have been through more things. But the things that I've been through, I feel like I can relate to other people that are now currently going through or have gone through and maybe not completely gone through and closed the chapter. And I got stuck in certain places in my process. And when you get stuck, I can remember going to a hypnotist once because I was desperate. And when I was in this hypnotist, I got this visual of having two cement blocks that my feet were in. And I couldn't get my feet to move because they were in these cement blocks because I was so stuck. And you know what? God doesn't want you or me to be stuck. He really wants us to be vibrant human beings, full of love and encouragement and forgiveness, patience, gentleness, humbleness. He wants those things. And He wants us to just feel His presence. He wants to be number one in our lives. He wants to be number one in our hearts. He wants to be the go-to person. Is He that for you? If He isn't, He's given us, each and every one of us, a freedom of choice. We're not robots, and that's a good thing. in my workplace, you know, we have pest control services, and there's some companies that just hand the guy the route every day and say, okay, here's what you got for the day. And my philosophy is I want to give you the whole month's worth of work, and I want you to get it done. Because I want to give you the freedom to get more done in a day, less done in a day, the freedom to spend more time with this customer, less time with this customer, because that's what's needed for the moment. I don't want to be so regimented that we can't step outside of a box. And we are not robots. We need to have the empowerment to be able to think on our own, because God gave us a brain and God gave us a heart to not just let it sit there. It needs to be used. It's a muscle, and it needs to be, you know, used and pressured at times. And so we need to pressure it. We need to, you know, you don't know what you're made of until you get pressed, do we? Do we know what we're made of until we get pressed? We don't know what we can handle or what we can accomplish until we're put to the test. I can guarantee you right now I'm being tested big time. And my employees are saying, I cannot believe how calm and how calm you are. And I'm like, inside I feel like I want to scream. But you know what? I am calm. And they're realizing that I'm calm and that they don't have to worry about coming in and ruffling feathers or whatnot, because it's okay. You know, I want to learn. I'm on a journey, and so are you. I want to do this journey with you. I do. I want to be with you. I want to do it with you. And so if you can connect with me, connections are so important in life. I'm not financially in my business where I am by my brains. I'm not. People say, oh, you're so smart. No, I'm not. I'm not that smart. But I know that I have wonderful people working with me. I know that I have relationships that I can rely on, that I trust in, and I put a lot of value in the people that I'm working with me and for me. We're a team and we work together, and not always are we all happy, and not always can I make decisions that are going to make everybody happy as much as I try. I try to make win-wins all the time, but it's not always possible in any relationship. It's not always possible, but you know, if we strive for that in any relationship, if we were looking for what's in it for the other person, if we put the other person before ourselves, that's what love, that's a definition of love for me, is that if I can put that other person before myself, and if I haven't done that in a relationship and I've lost the relationship or I've lost the faith in a person because I didn't put that other person first, then ouch, you know, I have to learn from that. And do we have to beat ourselves up? No. Learn the lesson, forgive yourself, and move on. We have to close the chapter to open a new one. And I don't want anyone listening today to hear the message that we need to go through the process of the loss, go through it, right? 7 stages in the loss process. Go through it, but get through it. Whatever timetable you need, and let's move on to the new chapter. God bless you and be a blessing to someone each and every day.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS.
No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty.